next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to another edition of Theme Parks and Rec Podcast. It might help if I turn the microphones on.
Yeah, that'll help a little. Maybe they can hear us then.
And I'm struggling today. I'm Rachel here with Michaela.
Hey, everyone.
How was your week?
It feels like a long week.
This week is taking forever. The first full week of 2020. And it feels like it's taking 20 years to get to Friday.
Right. Because last week we had a shorter week.
Yes.
The week before holiday.
You know, I'm a big proponent of like sticking a holiday or a day off in the middle of the week.
Yes.
Wasn't sure how I was going to feel about it, but it was kind of nice.
2 days off, 2 days on, 1 day off. 2 days on.
Yeah. One bad.
What shouldn't it be?
One bad.
Hey, I love it.
But yeah. But we're finally at Thursday. Hallelujah. I've been looking forward to this all week. You know, I always look forward to our time together.
Oh, yes. I look forward to it, too. I'm like, because the thing is, I feel us also in. We feel
right.
each other in.
Right. We're both doing our other jobs, and we don't really get to sit and have a good conversation. And so, like, these are our good conversation days that we get to do. And so I'm very excited. I was at Disney for a little bit this weekend. Got soaked at the Grand Floridian, but I'm okay.
You're okay now?
Yes, I'm okay. But it was good. It was cold this weekend.
Chilly.
Once that rain came through on Saturday, brr.
I don't know. Every time you go to the parks, I feel like it just rains.
Lately, that's what's been happening. But yeah, and I'll give you a update on all of that later on in the show. I also bought a new jacket from Mouse Gears,
which is
going away.
It already did.
It already did?
Yeah, but there's a replacement
right.
place.
But I said goodbye to Mouse Gears over the weekend, mm-hmm. and I bought a Tomorrowland Windbreaker, your Jungle Cruise one.
I feel like the new Mouse Gear is probably going to be gorgeous.
Oh.
Because they said they're going to be opening a side of it and just opening windows.
Oh, cool.
So
I'll go spend
light.
Even more money.
Yes.
Just take my money, theme parks. Just take my money. Okay, so let's jump into the recent news and updates. Walt Disney World first on the list. What do you got, Michaela?
So annual pass holders.
Oh, that's me.
Okay, so last week we were talking about the big discounts that Disney dropped.
Right.
But it was mostly for people who are out of state.
Vacation
that come
packages.
In, like, or don't go to Disney a lot.
Right.
That just want to get free dining.
Not those who give them their money every other week.
Right. Well, it's getting into the down season now.
Right.
But this deal doesn't make 100% sense to me, but it's still really cool. Annual pass holders, room discounts have been offered now. 35% off select rooms around Walt Disney World from April 1st through July 9th.
Wow.
And you have to book by July 9th. So you could book until the last time, but I mean, availability is limited and all that jazz. But just as a forewarning, this is a really big time
nice
for people to people visit during this time.
Right.
Like a lot of
spring breaks and
outsiders.
All that stuff. Yeah.
Outsiders. The people
outsiders.
From the out of Florida
right.
come into this time. So if you wanted to go during those times, maybe a family coming in, it's a good deal.
Yeah.
But if you want to avoid crowds, I probably wouldn't pick this time.
Okay.
This good. Is a tip.
Okay. But this is when I like to go to the parks because it's not hot as hell.
Oh, I see. I see.
Like,
except for July.
Yeah, but
yeah,
like
for July.
I stop going to the parks come like June. I'm like, I can't.
It's very
it's too hot.
It's too hot.
Or I have to have a room if I'm there in the summer
to
go
yes.
to take a break
see, okay.
and cool off or
see,
hang by the
perspectives
pool.
Perspectives here.
Yeah. ESPN Wide World of Sports.
A run Disney Expo
yes.
just opened.
For Marathon Weekend, which is coming up this weekend.
Or this
happening.
Weekend.
Yeah,
it's
I'm already seeing
packed.
People posting about it, about how they're like getting to Disney and going to bed early so they can run their marathon. And I'm like, have fun.
And I think it's so cute though, because they go out and they run in the morning.
Yep.
They do their whole ordeal. They go back to their room. They sleep.
Yeah.
And then they book a dining reservation for dinner and
nice.
They just grub out. They just eat a bunch of food.
Yes, all the runners will be at the buffet, so make sure you get food quickly. So yeah, good luck to everybody running in the marathon.
But a lot of cool merchandise.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not
really,
running in it.
They've
but
really upped the merchandise game. Like, I've wanted to do the Princess 5K forever
mm-hmm.
just to get a medal.
Just to get the medal?
Just to get the medal.
Hey.
I could care less about anything else. But then I'm terrified that I'm going to be like lapped or like not fast enough because I don't run. I walk.
So the cars behind are
yeah.
Like, they're
like,
you.
You're sorry, you're out of the race. You don't get a medal because you can't keep up. We're taking your medal. All right, closed for refurbishment, Blizzard Beach Water Park now through January 18th. And Typhoon Lagoon Water Park, January 13th through March 28th, which it may be a little too chilly to go there.
Right, so that's
on
what they
those
do it.
Times. So just keep that in mind. At Magic Kingdom, Splash Mountain is closed for refurbishment now through February 27th, which is also, you know, if you get wet on there, it's a little cold. Epcot, Impressions de France. Reopens January anytime.
And that's getting the refurbishment.
Right. Anytime this month. O Canada reopens sometime this month. And Test Track, which I went on this past weekend, which I'm glad I did, will be closed for refurbishment January 13th through February 26th.
And I know someone that's their favorite ride and they're coming in between those
days.
Oh,
no.
And I feel bad for them. I feel...
Well, he'll just have to come back.
This is a forewarning, so if anyone yep. is like, I'm going to Epcot to go ride Test Track, just make sure you check
the
out
dates.
The dates. Yeah.
All right, Disney's Vacation Club discounts for members. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so now they're offering 20% off for Joffrey's locations around Walt Disney World
okay.
for DVC members, but it excludes alcohol, just letting you know.
Okay.
And Blaze Pizza. DVC members get 10% off.
No, I heard that place is really good, too.
Have you never been?
I've never been.
Never been? Oh,
no.
It's very, very good.
I hear it's delicious.
It's pretty much like Subway for pizza, though, so that you add your toppings. Now, you don't add them yourself, but the people that work there do.
I'm a toppings whore. Like, I
yes.
love... Like,
they have unlimited toppings.
Why haven't I been here yet?
Yeah, so Blaze Pizza, if you're a DVC member especially, you get a discount.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. We got to put it on our list.
It's so good. Oh Blaze Pizza is delicious.
So hungry right now. Universal Orlando, Universal Mardi Gras concert lineup has been released. It's happening February 1st through April 21st. And there's one date that I'm super excited about. I bet you can't guess what it is.
I wonder which day.
I will be needing to take off March 30th because on March 29th, Gavin DeGraw is playing at Universal Mardi Gras. He's my favorite.
And he's closing it out.
I know. Closing it out with a bang. I love Gavin DeGraw so much.
Oh, I love this lineup.
I did a crazy happy dance when I heard that he was on it. Anyway, so yes, I will. Maybe we need to schedule a trip for that weekend where we can go.
What I love about Universal Orlando Mardi Gras, the concerts, it's not just one genre. There's a lot of different artists that go to perform.
Yeah, they mix it up.
Right.
So you want to run down the list?
Yes, sure.
Since I already gave away.
I'm probably going to butcher some names.
I'll help, just going to be honest. I'll help you.
There's The Roots, which is from The Tonight Show
yes.
with Jimmy Fallon.
Hey, hey, hey.
Questlove.
Hey, hey, hey. Okay. Yes.
Carol G.
Okay.
Belle Biv DeVoe.
You don't know? Oh, my God. You don't know Belle Biv DeVoe? That girl is poison.
Okay, I heard the song.
The day after Valentine's Day, Belle Biv DeVoe.
Live.
February 16th.
Cool in the Gang.
Cool. Celebration.
TLC, which I'm going to be there that day.
Oh. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Okay. We can't afford the actual music, so I just have to sing it.
Speedwagon.
Okay.
Dustin.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
You just want to sing all of their songs. No. Dustin Lynch, Riding Roads.
We love some Dustin Lynch. Luis Fonsi.
Yes.
Didn't he do that song
Spanish.
With Justin Bieber?
Did he?
I think so. I'm probably very wrong.
The one that Justin Bieber didn't know the words to? There was a song that he sang live, and he also admitted that he didn't know the words to some of the song. The words. Maybe that one, I'm not sure.
I think I'm
the
wrong.
The All-American Rejects.
That's one of your favorites.
I love All-American.
Diana Ross. Like, legend Diana Ross playing at Universal Orlando. So, that's pretty amazing. Chris Young, whom I also love. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Like, there are some really good, like, throwback bands that are going to be there.
A lot of them are throwback.
Like, I'm really considering getting... a pass, like a annual pass, just so I can go to like
all these because
there are like 10 of these that I want to go to. Marshmallow, which is a big one
like,
for the EDC crowd,
yeah, like the electronic dance.
Why Don't We, which is like a
boy band,
which I can't believe I'm like too old to know what the boy band is right now, but okay. And then, like we said, capping it all off is Gavin DeGraw on March 29th.
Yes. I wish they did Chris Young and Gavin DeGraw together because they do have a song together.
Do they have a song together or they did CMT Crossroads together?
That's what they did. Okay, yeah. You know more than me. I thought they did a song together. They probably will do a song together, yeah. Let's be honest.
They did an episode of CMT Crossroads together in December, which
and
was
they were great.
Fantastic. But Gavin DeGraw also does a song with Brett Young, who's a country artist.
Okay, I see.
So I can see how you got confused.
I got it mixed up.
Chris Young, Brett Young.
Crossroads.
Lots of Youngs. I'm old. It's fine.
You're not old.
I feel old. Today I feel old.
You're old at heart. Oof. It's fine.
Anyway, old soul. Yes, old soul. So, great lineup at Universal Orlando for Mardi Gras.
And they're not even stopping the concerts there.
What do you mean?
Rock the Universe.
What?
Coming back at the end of the month.
January 24th through 25th. It's Florida's largest, biggest Christian music festival. They've got Newsboys, Switchfoot. I do love Switchfoot. Mm-hmm. 10th Avenue North.
I love 10th Avenue North.
Oh, I never heard of them.
They are wonderful.
Toby Mac, Chris Tomlin, and Bethel Music. So nice little solid rhyme. Sorry, I'm thinking Gavin DeGraw is in my head right now, and I can't speak.
Singing in your mind?
I can't speak. Solid lineup there for Rock the Universe, January 24th through 25th. That's Friday and Saturday night concerts. So check that out. Also, pass holder perks at Universal Orlando.
Yes, so they're going to have a dedicated entrance very similar to Walt Disney World, but they're going to try it out between January 4th, which is now, until the 31st. And there's also an annual pass holder lounge at Universal Studios Park. And they're going to distribute buttons throughout the year, seasonal giveaways, and new annual pass holder merchandise and discounts.
Oh, that's cool.
So definitely check out the website and check out what you can get.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking to Rachel here because you never know if she's going to sign up to be an annual pass holder.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And there's a lounge. I wonder what that lounge entails. Air conditioning? I'll take it.
Sure.
You know, the whole dedicated entrance thing, I got a question for you. Do you actually think they check to see if you're a pass holder? I know they've got a sign that says Disney pass holder line.
I don't know how
Have you ever seen anybody kicked out?
I think that they just say, just come on.
Probably the sign deters people who aren't pass holders from going through that line.
But if you accidentally...
They're not going to like be like, sorry, got to get to the back of the line. Although, I didn't see a pass holder line at Hollywood Studios when I waited for like 20 minutes to get in on Sunday.
Probably because of Rise of the Resistance. You got to wait.
There's so many people at that park right now. It's so crazy. All right. Legoland Florida. What's going on here?
Very similar to the Busch Gardens and SeaWorld preschool pass. Legoland has also brought back their preschool pass. Kids who are 3 years old or 4 years old. It's available from January 3rd to February 3rd and no blockout dates.
Oh,
so
that's
you can
good.
Get it between those times, but you have it all year long.
That's
Does that
awesome.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Parents could pick it up at the theme park, not like Busch Gardens and SeaWorld. That one's online. That one you sign up for online. This one is you get it at the park admission ticket window only. And parents, you have to bring your child's birth certificate or a travel passport for the proof of age for your child.
Okay.
Okay? Because I don't want people who are like, yes, my child is 4 and they're 6. You know?
Well,
you
that's what they're trying to deter. It's not that they don't trust you guys. It's just, you know.
They want to make sure you have a good experience because they don't want everybody trying to go after and take advantage.
So for Legoland Florida, 3 or 4 years old for a pass holder pass. For your kids, available January 3rd through February 3rd. No blackout dates. Parents can pick up their Florida resident preschooler pass at the park's admission window only. And you must bring a copy of the child's birth certificate or travel passport for proof of age. Just a reminder. And I'm sure you can find out more information on the Legoland website,
Absolutely.
Too, if you have any questions. Busch Gardens. This is ominous. A new attraction could be coming.
Yeah, they just filed a permit. Busch Gardens Tampa did.
And I love what the project title is. Project, and this is in quotations, Project Jethro. Okay. But, you know, it's gotten so crazy that, you know, the theme park bloggers and everything, they keep an eye on city permits and stuff. county permits to see what's coming in these parks. So now they have to have like code names for these projects.
Yep.
It's crazy. It's nuts.
Yeah, they even got the plans.
Oh my god. Yeah, because when you want a city permit, you have to submit
the
plans.
You have to submit all of it.
So what is this?
It's very, I can't even read it here.
So it looks like
it's expansion? Going over where that Rhino Rally was.
Oh.
So I'm intrigued because, you know, Busch Gardens and SeaWorld.
Sorry.
Busch Gardens.
My headphones just hit the microphone. I'm really having a day.
So Busch Gardens and SeaWorld have both announced that every year,
right,
they're going to be bringing something new in.
Okay. Did they get rid of Rhino Rally? That's how long it's been. Okay. Wow.
Okay. Crazy. So they're going to have Iron Gwazi come out this spring.
So then
and this
next
might
year.
Be something that's coming out next spring. Who knows?
Okay. Interesting. I love your little detective work here, Michaela.
We'll see.
And I'll try not to hit my headphones on the microphone again. Sorry, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right.
But now it comes down to Rise of the Resistance. We're going to talk about it again just because there's been a couple changes going on.
There have.
So if you're coming in early, and Rachel can probably attest to this, some of this stuff. Well, you want to come in early. It opens an hour before the park opens. The park is letting people in early.
Okay.
Around 6:30 a.m. you could probably enter the park. 6:30. Not even probably. Yes, you can. But there are people who have said that they went to the park yesterday. They got the last boarding group and it was 7:01 a.m.
What?
That is crazy. It's still really packed. The park is probably impossible to go through.
Dude, I didn't even get on Rise of the Resistance. I had a friend who was there for a media event and they got them on.
Right. Yeah, because, I mean, obviously, they're from media.
Right. There was a special event, and it was a certain number of people, and he got on it, and he even said, he's not even a Star Wars fan or whatever, but he said it was incredible. I'm still waiting. I'm just going to wait. Like, if I got to ride it in 2 years, I got to ride it in 2 years, but I'm not getting to a park at 6 a.m. to wait 4 hours to ride a ride, or 6 hours, or whatever.
Yes, unless you really want to see this attraction and you want to go, you have to get there early.
I'm a fan of Star Wars. I'm not a Star Wars super fan. It's not where I'm like dying. Like, my life is not complete until I ride this ride. I love my sleep way too much.
Oh my gosh.
So, but I hear it's amazing. I mean, it's worth it. Like, everything, but that's insane. That they got there at 7:01 and they got the last boarding group.
Yes, it is. It's insane how people are going after this ride. It is a great ride, but another downside thing of it, if you are a local, I suggest don't go right now.
No.
Wait until, if you could wait until the fall, I would wait until the fall.
The entire world is there right now.
Because, let me tell you, when it's a lot of, also, the ride has been experiencing difficulty. Like,
yeah,
it's been having technical difficulty. They even said, the person that went yesterday said that the pre-show that they have, they just walked them through and went to like the, so there's, like I told you before when I had my review, there's pretty much two or three rides in one.
Right.
And the pre-show, I think it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And it's a part of the ride.
Right.
It's like a separate ride attraction. They're skipping that because I guess it's down and they just go to where this is captured area.
Right.
And that's like the main ride.
Right.
I don't see myself being okay with missing the main part.
The setup. Yeah.
Because it's still part of the attraction. Let's say I'm flying in from like New York or something. Right. I would want to experience
it. And it's a different attraction than any other attraction they've ever done.
Right.
So the pre-shows are part of the immersive experience.
Right.
So, okay, well, I guess they're just trying to get people on.
Yeah, they're trying to get people through because the boarding groups are going past the hundreds.
Yeah.
Okay, and some of those people are not even getting on.
Called.
Like
yeah,
you.
Like me.
Like you. And a positive part of that, I would say, is if you do get there later and you get a late boarding group and you don't get on the ride. Excuse me. If you don't get on the ride. They are distributing fast passes for the next day that can be used at Rise of the Resistance, which blows my mind because they're still giving out boarding passes, but they're giving out fast passes for the next day.
Well, if you were there, if you got up at the butt crack of dawn to get a boarding pass and you were there at 8 a.m. and you still didn't get your number called, that's nice that they did that. If you're still sticking around waiting for your number to call and it's 9 o'clock and the park is closing, that's nice that they're doing that.
But what's also good is that they're not just limiting it to Rise of the Resistance.
Oh, it's for any ride.
So it's for any ride. Oh, okay. Any ride, you can come back. And they also are distributing passes, like a pass to go back to Hollywood Studios until like the 20th of of January.
Is that if the ride is down or if that is if your boarding
call is
down?
Both.
Oh, wow.
If your ride is down. So they had it on My Disney Experience.
Oh,
it was already put on their account.
Wow.
So I was intrigued to see, but I feel like that's not being done for everybody. I don't know if they're looking at their account and seeing if they're out of towners.
Right.
Or if they're annual pass holders.
Yeah.
But if you go to the park, I'm not saying this is happening for everyone. I'm just going off of what this person has said online. Don't know if it is actual fact because honestly, people could say lies online.
Oh, yeah.
So if you
you're saying they lie on social media.
So if you go to Hollywood Studios and you're wanting to ride this attraction and it breaks down or you don't get called, your group doesn't get called, and you don't get the fast pass on your My Disney Experience, I would go and ask.
Guest relations.
I would ask because especially if you came for that ride, you're not a pass holder.
Yeah.
It's worth the question.
If you don't ask, you don't know. You know, so and I'm one of those people where I'm like, I never want to cause a problem. I don't want to be seen as a troublemaker or like I'm entitled to something. But what I've learned by hanging out with my friends who go to theme parks a lot is you don't know if you don't ask. And sometimes it's not a problem. It's just they don't promote that you can ask these questions and that they're doing these things. So if you don't ask, you don't know.
Right.
So and just be nice to the people who work there because.
Yeah. Because most of the time they'll hook you up with something.
Right. They deal with a lot of grumpy people, even though it's the happiest place on earth. So I always try to be super nice to everybody that works at Walt Disney World because they bust their butts.
Oh, yes. I mean, even for experience, depending on the cast member as well, I was waiting for 2 hours for probably an hour or so for a bus at Magic Kingdom waiting to go back to my resort.
Oh my goodness.
And we were patient, but we didn't complain at all. The guy came up and said, "How long have you been standing here?" And we said, "About an hour." And he felt awful.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave us fast passes to use that day.
Aww.
And he gave us a $25 voucher to use at the store.
Wow, that's lovely.
So
yeah.
We were like, no, it's okay. And he was like,
I insist.
I insist that I give
That's
this
awesome.
To you.
Yeah, they like to. They want you to be happy. Now there are a lot of things that are out of their control and they can't fix. But you know, if they can slide you a fast pass to make it better or to make you feel a little bit better or to, you know, do something nice for you, then that's kind of what they can do. So
it's okay. You could take it.
Yeah. I know. I'm always like, oh no, please no. And they're like, no, please. We print these fast passes. So it was crazy. It was very busy.
Mm-hmm.
I got there at 10:15 from the resort bus, and I walked up to the front gate, and I probably waited for 15 minutes to get through security. It was that backed up.
This is Hollywood Studios.
Hollywood Studios.
Oh, my.
It wasn't that anything was wrong. It was just a lot of people were there all at one time. So it took me a while to get through. I waited in Starbucks, the line there for about 15, 20 minutes because it was wrapping around the front of the building. But again, so what's funny is that since the Star Wars area has opened, I have never seen this many people in that park. So I'm not used to there being this many people in that park.
Yes.
So you just have to kind of readjust your frame of mind when you walk in that it's going to be packed. Because it was, I mean, to be honest, even with Toy Story Mania opening, that that was at the back of the park. Like, you would only see all the people until you got into that little area, and then it's like that. It's hard to maneuver in and out of the area. But the front of the park and all the other areas were pretty quiet. The entire park is busy because people are getting there super early, trying to get a boarding group, and then they're just hanging out.
They're just hanging out. Going to the Muppet Vision.
Which I did while we were waiting for
our
friend.
Was there a long line for that?
There wasn't a long line. Well, there was a long line for the, I think maybe the show before us. And we looked at it and we're like, oh, we're not waiting in that because we didn't know if we would get in. And then we came back and they were loading for a show and we walked right in. But the theater was full. The theater was full.
I never see that show full.
There was one time, like 2.5 years ago, I went into it just for some nostalgia. I was one of two people in the theater. And partly because I was in there because of air conditioning.
Dang.
I'm waiting for them to update that a little bit. Because it's Muppets 3D. Like, 4D, hello.
Maybe they don't do it now because of Rise of Resistance opening and Star Wars and Galaxy's Edge.
Right.
Because they need, like, an outlet for people to go hang out.
Maybe.
So maybe after... I don't see it ever dying down.
Star Wars. Because, but... was it next year or something? They're opening the hotel? So I don't see Hollywood Studios getting quiet.
If everyone could see Rachel's
face. I'm like, hello, it's never going to be quiet again.
I mean, at least Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway will be open, so crowds could go
right,
somewhere
more crowds.
Else.
More
so
crowds.
I just wanted to iterate too. The park's opening at 7 a.m. Like, that's regular park opening, but they're letting people in around like 6 to get boarding.
Are they promoting
groups.
That?
They're not promoting it.
Okay.
But this is a little tidbit.
Tip. They may open the gates a little early if you're there before 6. Wink, wink. Does that mean they're opening the parking lot at 5?
Because they have a guidelines in Walt Disney World. They say that the line for the park entrance where you scan your ticket can't reach a certain place.
Oh.
So they have to start letting people in. Whether they open rides up, I don't know.
Right.
But they might open up where Hollywood Boulevard and all that stuff to go hang out. Maybe the stores are open. Not my call.
Yeah, we haven't done that.
I only did it for the opening the day after Rise of Resistance opened, but don't know what it is right now. Right. I just know that they have been opening up the park.
Okay. All right. So did that. I walked through the Riviera Resort, too. It was beautiful.
Right?
Really pretty. Looks really comfortable. And it has a good smell when you walk in.
New hotel smell. New car smell, new hotel smell.
Right, and I found a couple hidden Mickeys, which I've seen all over social media. But if you go in front of the elevators on the floor and the carpet, not only do they have a hidden Mickey, but they have a Minnie, a Donald, a Goofy, and a Pluto, I think it was Pluto, in the carpet right by the elevators.
Nice.
But they also have a hidden Mickey and Minnie along the carpet in the hallways, too.
Do they have any character meet and greets while you were there?
I didn't see any. Okay. It doesn't mean they don't have them.
Okay.
But I just didn't see them.
Right there. Right then. That time.
Yeah. So beautiful. And we took the gondola. Like, we took a bus from Magic Kingdom to the Riviera. And then we took a gondola directly to Epcot. Because I wanted to see. I wanted to walk through the Riviera and see it. So that's kind of how we did it. And then we took the gondola right to Epcot. And there's a gondola that goes straight to Epcot. Like, you don't have to, like, go stop anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice. It was a bit windy that day, and our gondola stopped a couple times, like paused for a couple seconds, and I was like, "Oh, we're rocking a little bit." And I'm not great with heights, but I just didn't look down, so we were okay. And then I watched Epcot Forever again.
So good.
And it's getting ready. It's going to go away. Forever, because they're going to launch the new show here soon.
Harmonious.
But yeah, and then I did go to the Epcot, was it the Epcot Forever, like, room?
Yes, where they're showing what's to come.
Right, and that was really cool, if you haven't gotten to see that. It's like a 360 room, and wasn't that a D23 Expo kind of thing that they did?
What is in the center, if you've been in the center, they have, like,
a replica model
of it, but they have a projection on it.
Right.
That was at...
Oh, it's really cool.
It was at D23, yeah.
Really cool. So yeah, and then I rode Test Track, and I forget how fast that ride is.
Right?
Wow, that thing gets up and goes. No wonder it's broken all the time.
My hair is always like whipping and
oh my
face.
Gosh, I know. But yeah, it was super fun. Yeah, and Mickey's and Minnie's Runaway Railroad. I had a friend who walked through it. I think they saw maybe the pre-show a little bit, and they were fully impressed.
They're impressed by it?
Yeah, they're like, this is going to be amazing.
It's based on the Mickey Mouse cartoons, the new ones.
Right.
So the animation is based on that. I love that one. Not many people do. It's like mixed feelings, but right. I'm obsessed with them.
And they are going to have the Steamboat Willie horn, like
air horn,
right? That's what I
said, yes. Oh, yeah. Awesome. I'm so excited for that.
And then from what I understand, all the sound effects are actually somebody making the sound effects. They're not like Pro Tools sound effects in the ride. So that's kind of a little tidbit.
Ooh,
I'm
so excited. March 4th. March 4th.
I'm hoping we get a pass holder like preview for it, like we did for Smuggler's Run.
Right.
I did that again. This time I was an engineer.
Oh.
I liked that better. I was able to pay attention more to the ride. I feel like when I'm on Smuggler's Run, I'm paying attention to like what I have to do as my job than rather like enjoying the ride. Does that make any sense?
Sure.
No.
Yes. It does. I think the engineer is the one that I feel like distracted.
Really?
That's the only one I feel distracted.
I feel like
on.
I would be distracted as the pilot.
I love the pilot.
I've never done the pilot.
I'm like you're right in the center of it and you're like.
You control it.
Controlling it.
I've had two very bad pilots the two times I've been on
but
it.
But also if you're a bad pilot, they remember that you're a bad pilot.
You Who know, remembers?
Like the people in the back. Like if you don't know them, especially.
Yeah,
the
no,
back,
I was like.
You guys are bad. Like,
well, I would
had a little kid
it.
Tell me that.
Really?
I was good the first Fresher. Time. I was the first time I was a pilot, I was great. The second, third time,
not
so much.
Good. All right, so that was my weekend at Walt Disney World. What is this? Disney Character Warehouse?
Oh, that's the tip. I didn't even write that
name. It's the theme park tip of the week.
Yes. Da-da-da. So Disney Character Warehouse at the Orlando Premium Outlets. If you love Disney merchandise and you don't like the price.
No, that's me.
This is the place to go.
Okay.
It's always packed, but they have great stuff. So when Halloween time was going on, you know, those Loungefly backpacks that had, it was like a jack-o'-lantern, but it was Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
They had those there for like $15.
What?
Yes. And they have spirit jerseys that come in. So things that become right out of style, like immediately, they right. ship them over there
so
and then
seasonal,
they start selling them.
Seasonal merchandise.
Seasonal
a
merchandise,
lot.
Mostly. And I'm right. sure right now they have a lot of 2019 stuff.
Right. Okay. We need to make a trip over there too.
So if you, let's say, are out of town and you fly in,
right.
take an Uber. I'm telling you, it's worth it.
Okay.
It's worth it.
And especially if you take an Uber because it means you don't have to find parking.
And also, I mean, if you wanted to visit the other shops at the premium outlet, it's not just the character warehouse.
I do love a good outlet mall. All right. Thanks, Michaela, for that theme park tip of the week. If you've got anything you want us to talk about, email us at themeparksandrec@gmail.com. Otherwise, we'll catch you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.